What do you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing? Looks like the letter A. You know, if you put a board across two of these to saw with, what do you call them?
Sawhorses. Is that right? Sawhorses.
What's a similar thing that looks like an X and is used for holding firewood for sawing? You know, in other words, you put the log down in these. No, for when you saw them, you know, you just
put
it like this and you just put
the...
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? The kids ride
seesaw.
On okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Is there a special name for that?
I don't know. We always call it a merry-go-round. I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Wet rocks.
Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed made on the floor?
Pad.
Okay. What do you call a low ground in a river valley?
Valley, would that be right?
Yeah. Is there another name that you might call it? See, you know, down if there were a river. Yeah.
Say down in the. If that were low ground over there, would you
that
say
was
down
a river,
in the?
You'd go hunting down in the.
Swamp.
Bottom.
Okay.
Okay. Would you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of? Like, okay, what would you say the road going down this way is? What would you call it?
I'd say pavement. Is that right, pavement?
Yeah, or highway. Well,
highway?
There's.
Oh, you mean name the road or what it's made out of?
Yeah, kind of like what it's made out of.
Oh. What is it?
Asphalt.
Asphalt.
Yeah, okay. Just remember now, there's no right answer. Just say whatever, you know, comes to your mind. Really, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. There's just some things they suggest here, and we just try
some
to get them.
Some things you have, two or three names, you could.
Yeah,
two,
and we just want to know which one that you see. Okay, what would you call a paved road with a light-colored surface?
You have to tell that, I don't know.
What? Well, if it were paved with concrete, you know, like the road going out of town here.
It would be concrete.
It would be dark.
It'd be concrete, light color.
Yeah, but he said, what would you call a light color? Concrete,
oh,
then.
Well, yeah, that's okay. It's, what do you call a paved road with a black surface, then?
Black top.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Gutter?
No, if it's got grass on it.
Oh.
Path?
You have a sidewalk here, a road going by here, and you have this section.
Yeah.
Between the sidewalk and the road, what do you call that between section? You have any term for that?
Ditch.
Yeah, it's...
well, what do you...
Well, we call that flower garden.
No, it's called, they call it, oh, you know where they clean that up there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a shoulder of the road, or it's a, I can't think.
Yeah, you know what it is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that way.
I can't think what the name of it is.
Okay, well, that's all right. I mean.
What would you call it?
I'll tell you. It could be a boulevard, boulevard strip, grass plot, parking strip, parkway, sidewalk plot, tree lawn, neutral ground.
Oh, okay. See what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't understand.